Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking for help with something that feels really challenging. They're saying things like, "My child gives up when problems get hard," or "My child won't even try when something requires multiple steps." And I want you to know something right away. If this is happening in your home, you are not alone. Not even a little bit. And more importantly, there is nothing wrong with your child. In fact, what you're seeing is something absolutely wonderful happening in their growing brain. Let me explain what the magic book taught me about this. When your child is 6 or 7 years old, their brain is going through one of the most fascinating transformations of their entire life. Their working memory, which is like a little workspace in their mind where they hold information while they're thinking, is developing gradually. It's growing stronger every single day, but it's not fully developed yet. And that's completely normal. Think of it this way. Imagine trying to juggle 3 balls when you've only just learned to catch one. That's what multi-step problems feel like to your child's developing brain. They can see the first step clearly, but holding on to that first step while thinking about the second step, and then the third step, feels overwhelming. Not because they're not smart enough, not because they're not trying hard enough, but simply because their brain is still building the capacity to do that kind of thinking. Dr. Patricia Miller, a wonderful developmental psychologist, discovered something really important. She found that working memory shows gradual, linear improvement throughout ages 5, 6, 7, and beyond. Your child's brain is literally growing the structures they need to handle complex problems. But that growth takes time. It takes patience. It takes practice. And here's something else the magic book showed me that I think will help you understand what's happening. During these years, children are also developing something called metacognition. That's a big word, but it means something beautiful. It means they're learning to think about their own thinking. They're starting to notice when they're stuck. They're beginning to understand that they can try a different approach when something isn't working. But that skill is brand new. It's like a tiny seedling just pushing up through the soil. It needs gentle nurturing, not pressure. It needs encouragement, not criticism. So when your child gives up on a puzzle, or throws down their pencil when homework feels hard, or says, "I can't do this," what they're really saying is, "My brain feels overwhelmed right now. I need help breaking this down into smaller pieces. I need you to believe in me while I'm still learning to believe in myself." And that's where you come in, my friend. You get to be their guide, their cheerleader, their safe place to struggle and grow. The research shows us something really powerful. When children understand that their brains are growing and changing, when they learn that struggle is actually how their brain gets stronger, they become more willing to persist through challenges. This is called a growth mindset, and it's one of the most valuable gifts you can give your child. So how do we help? How do we support our children through this beautiful, challenging phase of development? First, we break big problems into smaller steps. Instead of saying, "Go clean your room," we might say, "Let's start by putting all the books on the shelf." Just the books. Then we celebrate that success before moving to the next step. Second, we model persistence ourselves. We let our children see us struggle with something and keep trying. We say things like, "This recipe didn't turn out right. Let me think about what I could try differently next time." We show them that giving up isn't the only option when things get hard. Third, we celebrate effort, not just results. We say, "I noticed you kept trying even when that was really hard. That shows me your brain is growing stronger." We help them see that the struggle itself is valuable, not just the final answer. Fourth, we ask questions instead of giving answers. When they're stuck, instead of solving the problem for them, we might ask, "What's the first thing you could try?" Or, "What do you already know that might help?" These questions activate their problem-solving muscles and build their confidence. And fifth, we use stories. Oh, my friend, stories are such powerful teachers. The magic book and I have a story that I think will help your child understand this in a way that feels magical and true. It's called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions, and it's about two wonderful friends named Lucas and Ella who discover something amazing. They find an archive where old photographs giggle when asked the right questions. And as they explore, they learn that asking questions, being curious, and persisting through mysteries is how they unlock the magic. They don't have all the answers right away. They have to think, wonder, try different approaches, and keep going even when things feel confusing. And that's exactly what problem solving is, my friend. It's not about having all the answers immediately. It's about being curious enough to ask questions, brave enough to try, and persistent enough to keep going. After you read this story with your child, you can practice question asking together. When they face a challenge, instead of solving it for them, you can ask, "What question could we ask to figure this out?" This builds their analytical thinking muscles in a way that feels playful and empowering. You might also notice that Lucas and Ella work together. They support each other. They celebrate each discovery. And that's what you get to do with your child. You're not their teacher standing over them with a red pen. You're their partner in the adventure of learning. The magic book reminds me that every child develops at their own pace. Some children's working memory develops a little faster, some a little slower. But all children, every single one, can learn to persist through challenges when they feel safe, supported, and believed in. Your child is not behind. Your child is not broken. Your child is exactly where they need to be, growing at exactly the right pace for them. And you, my wonderful friend, you're doing such a beautiful job. I know it's hard when you see your child struggle. I know it's frustrating when they give up on something you know they could do if they just kept trying. But your patience, your encouragement, your belief in them, that's what's building their confidence. That's what's teaching them that they are capable, that challenges are opportunities, that their brain is always growing. So tonight or tomorrow or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your child and read the giggling gallery of forgotten questions together. Let them see that curiosity and persistence unlock wonderful things. Let them feel that it's okay not to have all the answers right away. And then, in your daily life, look for small moments to practice. When they're building with blocks and the tower keeps falling, resist the urge to fix it. Instead, say, "I wonder what would happen if we tried a wider base." When they're working on a math problem and get frustrated, say, "Let's break this into smaller pieces together. What's the first thing we need to figure out?" These small moments, repeated over and over, are how their brain builds the pathways for persistence, for problem solving, for believing in themselves. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. You've got this, my friend, and we're here to help every step of the way. You can find the giggling gallery of forgotten questions and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to teach these important life skills in a way that feels magical and true. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's growth. And thank you for being the kind of parent who seeks understanding instead of quick fixes. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight to you and your wonderful child. With love, Inara.